Our next speaker is a working class with their roots, has personally been crucial in putting the labour movement and at the centre, really, of the struggle against racism and fascism. Why? Because our next speaker is the General Secretary of the PCS and last year was President of the TUC. I'm very proud to introduce Mark Shaweta.
So much. I'm delighted to be invited to address the conference. I want to say, first of all, my union officially supports and is affiliated to Stand Up to Racism. We have 10 delegates here today on behalf of the union. SUTR, United Against Fascism, and Love Music Hate Racism, and before that, the Anti-Nazi League. And I want to make this point, that whilst there are many people in our movement who sometimes say, for whatever reasons, we shouldn't outsource anti-racist work to other organisations, I want to say this, it is those organisations and your organisation that has always been there on the front line over many years, arranging demonstrations, meetings and rallies, and in all of the work going forward, that the trade union and labour movement must be central to. I hope your organisation is always part of that and will always be welcome as far as my union is concerned. I also want to say I'm very proud that I think I was one of the first sort of national trade union people to endorse Salman's candidacy in the West Midlands, and I think he'd be a fantastic Labour candidate, Salman. I'm happy. Incredibly exciting times, but they are incredibly dangerous times. They're exciting because there's been a million people demonstrating today. We had protests on Extinction Rebellion.
As the ones at the bottom of all of our industry. And that means unions must
challenge racism in the workplace. My own union has action back in the 1980s when a well-known fascist was employed in Hill of Green Department of Health and Social Security, where we had strike action against the fascists. But we see it right up recently when the CWU have taken strike action in defence of a Muslim worker. We must fight racism. That means fighting the workplace, in the community, in the media, in sport, as we have heard about, and we take that fight right to the heart of our communities. And therefore, comrades, we have to recognise that at the moment, one of the most dangerous things we face is the divisions in our class over Brexit and how they are being exploited shamelessly by right-wing politicians. We should be absolutely clear. Farage, Johnson, Cummins, Priti Patel, a lot of them, they offer not one solution for working class people, and we have to drive those. Yes, the Labour, trade union and anti-racist fascist movement that can speak to those people in the Rhondda, in the North East, in London, in those parts of Britain, that not only many of them voted Leave, that were taken in sometimes by right-wing populist ideas, but more recognising that many of those people voted Leave because they are rebelling against austerity and the politics. We should not criticise people who voted Leave or Remain. We should carry on debating and seeking to unite our movement. But we must say that the rights do not have the solutions or the ideas, yet they will portray themselves as having that. Boris Johnson will never speak for the 52% who speaks for the who voted Leave. He will always speak for the 1% of the rich and the elite. But the essence of our struggle has to be every minute and every day being on the front foot. That is supporting strikes in the workplace, challenging discrimination in the workplace that doesn't just see gender pay gap, but see a race pay gap that often sees black workers on lower rates of pay than their white counterparts.
Leave no stone unturned to get Corbyn into number 10 and fight for the world we believe in.